For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump sat down with House Republicans over his controversial policy to separate children from their families at the U.S.-Mexico border. It was a much-anticipated meeting for the president, with the expectation House GOP members would make clear their worries about how separating migrant children from their parents was playing out in the nation.
The system has been broken for many years, the immigration system. It's been a really bad system, probably the worst anywhere in the world. We're going to try and see if we can fix it.
Chair of the House Homeland Security Committee, Mike McCaul, said afterwards, the president is 1,000% behind his bill to keep families together through the legal process, plus the bottom line item for the president.
It's a $25 billion advance appropriation. $18 billion of that goes to the border wall.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The DSA is preparing to step up scrutiny of carry-on bags, and powdered substances will get extra review. Chris Van Cleve has more.
Passengers may hear airlines and the TSA encouraging people to check containers of powder that are larger than 350 milliliters. Alternatively, you'll still be allowed to carry them on. However, they have to come out of the carry-on bag, and they will be subject to additional screening.
Two women were killed in a Walmart parking lot northeast of Montgomery, Alabama. WAKA TV reporter Danielle Wallace.
We're told that a man rammed a car he was driving into another car in the parking lot. He then got out and shot two women that were inside of this car. He then killed himself.
Police say the two women had just been granted a protective order against the suspect, identified as 65-year-old Harold Miller. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What's becoming a familiar voice may soon welcome you to your hotel room. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Amazon has unveiled a new program called Alexa for Hospitality. It's designed to bring the company's voice assistant technology to everything from chain hotels to vacation rentals. And Amazon says it can be customized, so you'll be able to request services like room service or housekeeping. It can also be set up to control smart hotel room functions like raising the blinds or adjusting the thermostat. Amazon launching the new platform at Marriott properties this summer. That would include Marriott Hotels, Westin Hotels and Resorts, Aloft Hotels, and Autograph Collection Hotels. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The United States withdrew from the United Nations Human Rights Council to protest the bias against Israel and the pattern of allowing human rights abusers to become members. John Clements reports.
With UN Ambassador Nikki Haley by his side, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave the reason why the U.S. is leaving the 47-nation body.
There is no fair or competitive election process, and countries have colluded with one another to undermine the current method of selecting members. And the Council's continued and well-documented bias against Israel is unconscionable.
Ambassador Haley called the Council an organization that is not worthy of its name. I'm John Clements.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.